Blog Talk Radio.
Go.
Let your hands for Angela.
Album with Silk,
right.
So you know Jimmy from Silk.
That's my man. Yeah,
Those are my guys. I was just with Little G earlier today. Those are my homeboys. Those are my people.
That's your homeboy. They've been on my show.
Mm.
Yeah. It was last year. I think sometime in February, maybe August.
August, right.
Or September last year. I'm not certain when. Oh, okay. So, since, you know, the group Men at Large and everything, what have you been doing? Have you been doing any acting?
I've been in about 26 plays and about 7 or 8 movies. I've worked
with
so many people. About 7 or 8 movies, a few independent, two couple major movies.
Oh,
not
wow.
Really major
you wanna...
parts, but just, you know, just involving, like I was in What to Expect When You're Expecting with Cameron Diaz and Chris Rock, and Cameron Diaz had this fat camp, and I was in it. I was in Madea's Big Happy Family. You know, I was in the choir singing, you know, singing and stuff like that. But that's about it, man. You know, the rest of the stuff was just, you know, independent movies, Street Cats, doing movies, Take the Red Box.
Hey, independent movies is where the money's at, believe it or not.
Damn,
especially
shit.
When
it
you're
sure
a star.
Amen.
You know, when you're a star, that's when you can use that name. You know, you already know you got the talent, the acting skills, the voice. So, hey, don't knock those independent films.
No, I don't. I definitely don't.
Don't.
They pay.
No,
they pay.
Don't downplay it. Because you definitely have a beautiful voice. And talented
Thank
as anything.
Thank you, darling.
Yeah.
I appreciate it.
Yeah, and I'm so glad I finally got you on the show. I had a death in my family. So I've been trying to comfort my mother, and it's just been, you know, a little hard, but, you know.
Well, you know, God bless your sister, you and the family. I know how hard that is, you know how that is. Especially, it seems like the holidays is when it starts to hit people a lot, you know. So a friend of mine, a couple people come to my homeboys. Tony Carey's father just passed last week. Another one of my friends, his dad died the other day, so. You know, God bless them, Terry Bell and my man Tony Terry's family. You know, God bless them. They both lost their dad. So, you know, it's that season, man. You know, nobody's immune from it. You know, so, you know, like I said,
okay, yeah, something we've all got to do. That's God's plan. Okay, so you said you've been in 7 or 8 films, 22, I think you said, theater plays. Have you been doing any concerts, any singing? And if you are doing any concerts or any performances, where will you be performing at? Where can my listeners go to listen to you?
My next show will be in Canton, Ohio, February 13th. You know, they can also check me out on the Women's Radio Network every Monday through Friday from 6 to 9 a.m. as well.
Is that again about the radio?
Yep. Every Monday through Friday from 6 to 9 a.m. on the Women's
you
Radio Network.
You have a
network.
Show, too?
Yes, I do.
Oh, wow. So I'm in competition with you.
No, we're not. I'm in the morning, so we're not in competition.
Okay. All right. So, you have a song called Home.
No, I do.
Yo. Yeah, you do. So, do you mind if I play it now?
Thank you for hiring me.
I can go ahead and play the song Home.
You definitely can. You know what I do?
All right, everybody.
You know what? Play that song for me right now.
Okay, I will. All right, everyone. You listen to Dale Tolliver of Men at Large. He is also a solo artist. I'm going to be playing the song Home.
I don't know how dumb that is, but, like, I don't have an assistant.
Thank you. right. So there you have it. Dale Tolliver and his song Home. So, Mr. Tolliver, Dale. Hello, Dale.
Yes.
Hello, Dale.
Yeah. Yes, Dale.
Hey,
Dale is
great.
Here.
Yeah, I didn't play all the song. I only played about 2 minutes of it. The song Home. All right, so you got beautiful vocal cords. Still got them. Very much so.
I love y'all.
Yeah. Okay, so let's talk a little more. Let's do a little bit more talking. So I have your pictures all on the website, okay? You gave me permission to put them up there, so I put about 5 or 6 of them.
Listen, while we're on here, I gave you permission to play my music, to put me, to do whatever you need to do. Let's, you know, just do what you need to do. I'm with you, baby. But you better not call me Dale again. You better not call me Dale again.
Dave.
Yes.
I better not do that again. Because you won't come back on the show. I better stop.
I will
get
come
it
back.
Straight.
Just don't call me Dale. I'm going to call you Myra.
I'm so sorry. You know, there's a Dave Tolliver, but he's friends with somebody that I know. So, okay, I apologize. I didn't mean to insult you.
Oh, man, no, it's all good. But, you know, like I said, I don't have a full-time manager, and I don't have, an assistant. So I scheduled 2 interviews at the same time today. I don't know how I did that. So I'm with you. Let's just keep it rolling. We good? Yeah, we can keep it rolling.
Okay, all right. So you said you have a concert coming up, a performance. Are there any films, videos that the people listening can look forward to seeing you in?
I have a video for the song Home, and you can go look that up on YouTube right now. It's Dave Tolliver Home, the official Home video. It was shot by my man Spike Lou from Lou and Them Video out of Cleveland, Ohio. We did it in Cleveland, Ohio. That's where I'm from. And it's a beautiful video. It's taking it back to when videos were videos, you know, when the song meant what the video was talking about. You dig what I'm saying? So that's where we at, Angela.
Oh, okay. Well, you're going to have to get me an interview with Mr. Spike Lee.
Spike Lee.
Oh, Lou. Oh, okay. I was just going to say, you got to hook me up. Okay, so you have a video. The video is on YouTube. So are there any films that you will be working on?
At the present time, no, but we've been ready to do Baby Hold On To Me, which is the Gerald LaVert story, and that's going to be coming to a city near you real soon.
Oh, the Gerald LaVert story. Okay.
Yeah.
And you're in that, of course.
Playing myself. You know, I think that might be kind of corny, but I'll be playing myself. What songs of mine do you have? Why don't we play another one of those records?
So, when Gerald LaVert was living, did you and him sing together? For those people who don't know, I already know, but I'm just,
You said that we sing. Yeah, he sung on, he was on my first single, Use Me, where he rapped. And then he also sung on So Alone, which was the big song we had that was dedicated to my mom.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay, that is great. It was dedicated to your mama. Well, somebody loves their mama.
Damn stupid, I do.
So let's go back a little bit in time here, okay? I know you got a lot of things you're doing and a lot of things you want to talk about. But my question is, how did you first get your start? I mean, I understand you met Gerald LaVert because the Real Friendly People, Outgoing Men. I've met Eddie LaVert Jr., the son of Mr. LaVert,
right.
Eddie LaVert Sr. So, but before you met them, how did you find out you could sing?
I started singing in church, talent shows, all kinds of different stuff, and it just kind of resonated to that, where I just was blessed enough to see Gerald, see him, and it was a great thing. Can we go to another record?
Okay. Yeah, we can.
We can listen to another record.
Give me a second, but I have to get it playing everything. You took me a little off guard, okay? In the meantime, I'm going to listen to a little bit more home.
I'm sorry.
Okay,
right.
That's all right.
Okay.
Well, they'll listen to a little bit more at home, and then I'll play the other song, okay?
Cool, Lehigh. Okay, cool.
All right. All right, hold on, everyone. Sorry about that. Give me a second. Oh, Lord, it would do this. But that's okay. Everybody understands technical difficulties. Anybody who has a computer understands that. So hold on. But, everyone, it's so great to be back to Show Talk with Angela Butler. I hope you all had a great siesta, and I hope you're ready to start the new year off with blessing, being blessed and expecting great things for this year. All right, here we go. All right. All right, everyone. You're listening to Dale Tolliver with his song Home. You have another song. I'm going to play it, okay? Hello? Hello, Dale? Hello? Dave? Dave Tolliver? Hello? What happened? All right, everyone. Well, I cannot hear him. So we're going to go on with the show. Dave Tolliver, as you all know, has worked with, as I said, Gerald LaVert, which is no secret. Couldn't hear him. Are you there, Dave? I see you still on the phone, but I cannot hear you. Hello? 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 Well, maybe it's on the phone. Okay, well, we're obviously having technical difficulties then, if that's the case. So, but as he was saying, they're coming out with a film on Gerald LaVert, and he's going to be playing himself. So you heard the song Home, beautiful song. It was composed by, is it Carl Warden? So Dave Tolliver has a beautiful song. He still has that great voice that you remember from Men at Large. So just go out and buy his CD and support him, everyone, because you know he has that beautiful voice, and I know it, and you all know it. So, you know, go out and see him in concert and everything. So I'm going to try to get him back on the phone. Dave? Hello? I cannot hear him. Okay, but anyway, this is a 30-minute show, so I'm going to go on with it. As you all know by now, the lady, Marissa Alexandra, she plea bargained. She didn't get used to in your ground either. As you know, that happened here in Florida, so I thought I'd give you an update on that. And as for me, I have wrote a book. It's called Charles and Melinda. It's by Angela Delois Butler. That's my whole name, for those of you who didn't know. It is on Amazon.com for those of you who are interested in buying the book. It's also on Kindle. So if you want to buy the book, just let me know. Hello. Dave Tolliver, are you there? Because I cannot hear you. Okay, well, I'm going to play a little bit more of his music. All right. All right, you hear those great vocals, everyone. That's the song Home by Dale Tolliver, and the composer is Carl Borton. So, everyone, I want to talk a little bit about the lady who was on my show last year from Ferguson, Missouri. She's now the NAACP president. I hope you all remember her. What I want to talk about is Ferguson, Missouri, not her, not just Ferguson. I don't know if everyone is aware of it, but it seems to be, it's horrible what's going on here in the United States of America. Not trying to depress anybody, but it's horrible. And unfortunately, it's always went on. And that's really bad. It's bad because to me it seems like people see us as a people less than human. But I also believe that something is wrong with those people that are doing those things. Because all people are not like that, so there's got to be something wrong with those people, mentality. That's what I want to say. All those people cannot be sane that's doing all that killing. It's no way. It's not possible. You just don't kill people to kill them. Now, I'm here in Florida. As you know, last year, two years ago, Mr. Stevie Wonder to sing a boycott at Florida. He did. He's refusing to sing in Florida. And I don't blame him for that. And I have a suggestion. I have a suggestion that was given to me by Curtis Roberts. He is the brother of Buffy of the Fat Boys. My suggestion is to boycott. To boycott businesses. The Mexicans did it. They went on a boycott. They spent for a day or two, and now 4 or 5 million of them are legal. We, too, need to come together like that. They did it during the Civil Rights Movement. Miss Rosa Parks, Dr. Martin Luther King, Reverend Jesse Jackson, Reverend Al Sharpton, all those people came together. Those are the most famous ones, but we all know there were many, many others. So all I'm saying is we can come together like that again. Going out in the streets marching, that was not the exact kind of boycott I was thinking of, but I was thinking of more of a silent boycott like Curtis Robinson did, Kurt Robinson. You know, Curtis, is he, I call him Kurt, but his name is Curtis. So if anybody wants to take that idea, go right ahead. Go right ahead, take that idea, and run with it, you know, because it's been did before anyway. But anyway, I like his idea, and I'm ready to do it. I'm just waiting for somebody to organize it. Because I feel like that some people don't understand anything until they hit in the pocket. Some human beings just do not understand anything until you hit them in the wallet. And that's what I believe is wrong. All the money that black people spend here in the United States of America, it's probably trillions. It's probably $1 trillion or close to it. Sure, an economic boycott would help. We're only 12 or 13% of the United States of America's population. But an economic boycott would help a lot. I feel it would. I mean, if they don't have any money to pay anyone, pay the police officers, how are they going to serve and protect? You know what I'm saying? I think, like I said, there are some people, some of us on this earth, human beings, who do not understand anything unless they are hit in their pocket, in their bank accounts. When they start to lose money, like the Mexicans got together and made them lose money. So I'm going to go back and play Home by Dave Tolliver, and I hope he'll come back, even though I cannot hear a word that he said. So let's play his song Home again, and I'm glad he did come on the show, and I look forward to having him back. All right. All right, everyone, give me a second. Okay, here goes. Here we go. Thanks. No, that's not it either. Hold on. I'm sorry, everyone. Looks like that siesta of the holiday has really, really got me beat this time. I'm making a lot of mistakes here. But like I said earlier, all of you who have computers understand what technical difficulties are like. And that is what I am having on my first show back this year. Oh, by the way, January 2nd was the 5th year that I've been on Blog Talk Radio, and I've got 10 seconds. Good night, everyone. Happy New Year.